Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by State Representative John Thorpe to talk about his first days in the State House. What are your initial impressions of the job so far? Has it been more or less difficult than you were expecting?
It's been about what I expected. I knew there would be some parts where gathering information is somewhat like drinking from a fire hose. But that's probably the first couple of days. But by the time the week was over, it came at a more acceptable flow of information.
Certainly, you've had a lot of important issues to deal with. First of all, there's been much discussion on around the Capitol about changes to transparency rules and the elimination of the 24-hour notice for a committee meeting. That has received a lot of criticism. What is your take on that? Do you think that eliminating that sort of notice would be problematic for taxpayers, or do you think it improves transparency, as the governor said?
Well, from what I'm gathering, if we're talking about what I think you're talking about, that is something that's unique to the Senate. I don't believe that change has been proposed for the House at this point. So, unfortunately, over the course of the weekend, there's been a lot of discussion of it, but I haven't seen anything on paper yet.
Is that something that you think should be kept on or considered for the House, or is that something that you think could be a potential disservice for the general public?
Well, as I said, I haven't seen anything on paper yet. I hate to judge until I've seen, all the nuts and bolts of something. In general, I think transparency is good, and I think having a little extra time for the public to be able to view things is good. But as I said, I haven't seen anything in writing, so I hate to really make a judgment until I've seen all the facts.
There's also been discussion about the introduction of a bill permitting students and others to bring firearms onto a campus as long as they're kept in the car rather than brought inside the building. As a state trooper, you, of course, have seen both sides of this problem, the right to bear arms versus the potential risks. Do you think having a rule like that, with making an exception like that, do you think having a law like that could be problematic for school safety?
Oh, I definitely see some issues with the broad language that you mentioned. Now, I think probably the bill you're talking about creates an exception for an adult who's maybe dropping off a student and actually able to drive onto the school property to drop off a student and actually have a firearm, say, in their vehicle or something of that sort. I believe that's the bill you're referring to.
And certainly something like that, it's not uncommon for people to transport guns in the trunk of their car or someplace secure, right?
Exactly. There are a lot of circumstances where I don't see an issue with that.
What are some of the other issues that you've been working on over the past few days? What sorts of things do you want to start off with initially during your first few weeks on the job?
Well, one thing that has to be addressed early on in any session, and unfortunately, even though you start dealing with it early, it sticks with you the whole period of session, is the issue of appropriations. That's done every year, and it really is a session-long, I don't want to say obstacle, but it's a target you have to reach by the end of session. That's something that I've been really trying to pour into. As I've mentioned before, digging into the budgetary issues is something I'm particularly passionate about. And the budget book is, I believe, around 1,200 pages long. So as you can imagine, with each page, or almost every page, just filled with numbers, that's something that takes a little bit of extra time. So that's something I've been paying some particular attention to right now.
With all those numbers, there's bound to be a few that could be trimmed here and there. Are there any areas where you want to concentrate on to potentially eliminate extra expense for the state?
Well, and as I said, I hate to jump out and say this needs eliminated or that needs eliminated until I get some more information from the particular department heads and that type of thing. I hate to hamstring anybody by telling somebody that I'm against something until I get all the details on where that money's going.
And anything else you want to mention as long as you're here that you may be working on in the weeks to come?
Well, there are all kinds of things I'm working on. As I've mentioned before, I'm particularly interested in getting some more funding and some more services available for the recruitment and retention of emergency service providers. That's something that I'm actually just signed on to work on some stuff. Signed on to do some preliminary work on that, and that's just one of the things. But But in general, honestly, I'm just happy to be up there, and I'm excited to keep working on things.
Thanks to Representative John Thorpe for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.